station.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This is a sacred moment between a boy and his father.
Say what you're trying to say. What kind of weirdo are you?
Jeff Lutz.
And it's frustrating when you don't hear me, because I'm speaking very clearly with direct language.
I can feel the love.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
And you're invited to partake of it.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, with a special surprise, the three-man booth today. Jason Duda in with us. Nobody apparently knew.
Nobody, except you.
Well, I put it out on social media, and I don't know. I'm just happy you're here. I'm a much poorer man than I was Friday when you left.
Oh,
and
were you here Friday?
You've been through the ringer with your daughter. Played well up at the 6A state tournament, we've all just kind of been through a weekend, haven't we?
That's what it seems like. I would say so.
But nobody can top the weekend of Jeff Lutz.
Well, I got to hear this because I heard a rumor.
What are you talking about?
I heard a rumor you didn't even go to one of the concerts.
I did go to one of the concerts. I didn't go to the other one.
He bought tickets for two Eagles shows at the Sphere, Friday and Saturday night. At the same time, the Guardians are playing a knockdown, dragout American League Championship Series against the Yankees, and they got knocked down and dragged out.
I don't know if they got dragged out.
Well, they got dragged out.
They exited gracefully, I think.
And I think it was way too much for you. You made some decisions that don't seem logical. And go ahead and give us a recap.
I was just done by Saturday. We walked a ton on Friday afternoon. I went to the show, stayed out late, was up past 1 in the morning. It's jet lag. It's really 3 a.m. where you're at, where you actually live in the central time zone. My body just was not up for much of anything on Saturday. So I said, hey, I'll try to sell this ticket. If it sells, great. I'll get a little money back. If it doesn't, I'll go to the show. It sold in about 4 seconds. And I was like, did I just do the right thing? Because I had no time to think about it. It's just on the market, off the market. And literally the
didn't
time.
Did you think about it before you did it?
Yeah, but I didn't know that it was just going to go like that. I thought maybe I'd have time to reconsider for a couple minutes, and then I'll take it off, and I don't want to sell this.
So you chose Saturday not to go see the band you've been yearning to see.
Well, here's the issue with it. I don't know that you need to see that show twice.
Well, you've seen every other show twice.
Yeah, but it's different.
Three times. Well,
it's different.
Judah?
Yeah. It's a little different. Those are about the songs. Those other shows are about the songs, and there's no frills and nothing going on really, you know, on stage or on the video board. There's some videos that they put up, but they're not the highlight. If you see that show once, I'm not saying you need to see it never again or you need to see it 10 times. It's just like, do I need to see it again the following night? I had floor seats, could not see Don Henley on the drums. The view wasn't great. I learned just by being there that the view you want is straight on. You want the straight on view looking at the stage, not on the side, not really up too high.
Up too high seems fine because you got the video board.
Yeah, but also,
hand me that screw or whatever. Whatever it is.
I also want to see the band a little bit, you know? It's like, I sold my ticket on the other side of the floor, which would have presented the same issues.
Well, I heard the band is on the video board plenty, too.
Yeah, but I'm on the floor and my neck hurts.
But the video is the star of these shows.
Right, and I want my neck to survive another.
It sounds like you were just a wuss.
No, I was not a wuss. I don't know why you would even. Why is that even something that crosses your mind?
Well, you said your neck hurt.
My biggest question is, why would you go to the concert to watch a video board?
You don't understand.
No,
you don't understand.
You don't understand the nature of this facility.
It's completely different. You can't even imagine, even if you saw videos, which I did.
Have you been to an IMAX movie?
Yeah.
This takes it about 9 steps farther.
Well,
nine, maybe 900.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We thought IMAX was this tremendous thing, and it is. This is IMAX to the nth degree.
It's not something that you can imagine. It's not something that you can...
And I'm proud of the boys for doing it. I'm proud of the Eagles for getting in there and representing.
I'll show you some pictures and videos during the break, which won't do it justice, but at least you'll have some idea. It's a massive venue. It's nothing like you've ever seen before. It's just, I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest.
Here's what's going to happen in the future. If you're a big city without a sphere, you're out of the loop. In 15 years, every big city will have this kind of facility. Because now the cat's out of the bag. You won't be able to go to a concert again. I mean, I'm talking about the big ones. I'm talking about,
sure,
you know, the Beyoncés. And they'll all hit a facility like this because this is the first one. And we're learning as we go. We've had U2 opened it. Phish did a few dates. The Dead Experience.
Dead and Company, yes.
Whatever. A Dead Experience. And if you were correct me again, you might have one.
Did Phish go? I thought they were on maybe next on the list.
Yeah, no, Phish has already been there.
Okay.
And now the Eagles. That's the fourth band to play at the Sphere. And they're booked through March.
Yeah.
And anyway.
So what else happened while you were out there?
Yeah, let's...
like.
Did any good experience?
Any gambling?
I'm not really a Vegas
shows,
guy. No
anything
shows.
Anything interesting?
We went to the Venetian a couple times. It was.
What'd you do at the Venetian?
Walked around the shops and, you know, got some dinner.
Got to see some showgirls? What'd you do?
I wish, but I didn't think that. There was a strip club on the corner by our hotel, but it wasn't able to make it into that. Still never been to a strip club in my life, so I guess that's a streak that continues.
A little late. It'd be a little weird now.
Probably for the first time. If I was a regular.
Did you have a good time?
It was a B. It was a B.
A B.
B minus.
The Guardians drugged you down.
No, because I just didn't know what to do in Vegas in the 3 days that we had. Obviously, one day.
You need to go with Duda.
Do I?
It'd be interesting.
I don't think I have the cash flow that Duda has to be able to do some of the stuff.
You got
cash
flow?
I guess. That's new to me.
That is that is awesome. Jeff thinks you have cash flow.
I know that he
when I woke up this morning, my phone was going ding, ding, low bank account balance.
Where did you stay when you went to Vegas, or where have you stayed?
We've stayed lots of places.
On the Strip?
We stayed at the Aria.
We did not stay on the Strip. We stayed at the...
Your hotel looked fine.
We stayed
We both thought it was fine.
We stayed at the nicest broke person's hotel that we could find.
And where was it? Was it out by the airport?
It was just a little ways off the Strip. A mile, maybe, off the Strip.
Nice. Looked fine.
It was okay, but it was...
At a casino.
Yeah, did it? It did, but did it?
I don't know,
Well, did you go down through it?
Yeah, it was the lobby of the hotel.
Were there people playing games?
Yeah, and they weren't the high rollers. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you're not a high roller.
That's what I'm saying. It was the nicest broke person's hotel that we could find. And the people that were at the hotel were not people that were going to head over to the Wynn later.
Your first trip to Vegas was a B-. Even though you're seeing the Eagles at the Sphere. So the rest of it must have been an F. What do you mean you didn't know what...
The Guardians lost twice... Imagine this. I'm sitting before an Eagles concert on a Friday evening. The game's tied. I think, okay, we're going to walk this off. The show's going to start, and it's going to be beautiful, and this is going to be the best night of my life. Then they lose, and then they lose again. The season's over basically before the next
show starts.
Yes.
You're miserable. Be honest.
It wasn't a good time.
Well, this
stressed me out beyond belief.
It was a bad decision to go at this time, right, Dudo?
We talked about it.
About it before the fact.
And Jeff and I talked about it the week before that. I don't know what to tell you. It was poor decision making.
Well, maybe I'll go back. I do have one ticket remaining. One Eagles ticket still in the bank.
Really?
Yes.
For when?
The last February show, which I thought would be their last show And we'll see what ends up happening with that ticket.
Well, if the weather's good, I might drive out. I might.
Yeah, but then they added March shows, so this isn't even going to be the last one.
Well, when we get into March, I got issues.
Just in March, you got issues?
We heard you had issues.
Well, in March, too. I got League 42 time issues.
Understandable.
But February, I might be okay. It depends. What's the day?
22nd, I believe. It's 21st.
You're right in the midst of winter. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyway, I want to talk about... You'll hate this next topic. We'll get into football here.
We're
going to
talk
tomorrow.
About stupid baseball.
We're going to talk about...
Why is it stupid?
You know exactly why it's stupid.
We're going to talk about this ongoing... These weak people who are saying, oh, the Yankees and Dodgers, they spend the most money, and we got to watch that. You whiny little brats. You're going to get treated to one of the all-time World Series.
Dodgers in five.
Well, I don't care what... You're bitter. I'm talking to Duda and the like. You're going to get treated to one of the all-time World Series in star power, in drama.
How do you know what drama there will be? There's no drama in the NLCS.
There'll be drama here.
We'll see.
You've got...
How close? Be honest.
You've got two of the...
Stop. I don't care.
You've got two of the ten, maybe the two of the ten greatest players who've ever lived in this World Series. And then you got Mookie Betts, Ohtani and Judge.
Judge is one of the best 10 players ever.
I think when it's all said and done.
Soto's better than Judge.
Well, then put Soto in there.
He might be.
By the way, did you watch the end of the game? Did you
Which
watch
one?
The Soto home run?
What day was that?
Saturday.
No.
Saturday night. What were you doing? Now I'm
football.
Upset with you.
I was watching my football.
I was watching the replay of the 1984 Super Bowl.
No, I was out. I don't. Saturday night was
you were gone.
I left Friday morning at 5. Was outside the whole time at the tennis tournament. The doubles team had to play their last game. They were the last ones on the court with lights. It didn't finish till about 8:30.
Well, that's the tough. That's a long day.
And you're such a good parent.
And then our son called. Our dog was sick, had crapped and peed all over the house.
Well, the poor kid.
I said, okay, I'll drive home. So I drove home, got home around...
You drove home Friday night?
Yes, because Avery was done. The doubles was done. Riley made it. Riley Fry finished, I think she finished sixth.
Well, good for her, Riley.
So they stayed, but I drove home to help deal with all of that. So it was about 2 o'clock when I finally, so I was basically up for 21, 22 hours. And then Saturday I got up and had to go get a shop vac to get the floors done. So I did all that. And I don't remember.
You did that yourself?
Well, yeah.
That's impressive. I thought you didn't know how to do anything.
I know. Isn't it crazy? But when you need to figure it out, I can figure it out. So
how'd you even know to get a shop vac?
I did not see the game.
Okay, how'd you know to get a shop vac?
Well, because that's what you got to get.
Had you done that before?
Yes.
Well, then there you go.
So that was that. So I did not watch the game. I did listen to the game before that on the radio driving home.
Before you talk about the Soto home run,
let me get into
this. Answer this question for me, because you know I'm a fan. How close do you think the Guardians were? I know they lost in five, but they had leads late. They
couldn't get a big hit, and their stars didn't come to play. And they were close. They play the game. I like the Guardians, but if Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor aren't going to do anything, you're going to have trouble winning. Now.
Well, they have more guys than that.
They're
in the ALCS. It's not like they have just two players.
Well, I thought
but
it was
you
got to
have your stars show up.
I understand that. Josh Naylor got a big hit.
Did the Yankees stars show up?
A little bit. Judge
A little bit?
Judge got a big hit, but my goodness.
So here's Gattis facing Soto. Two on, game tied, 10th inning, right? And Gattis has to know after about three pitches. He's all over me. There's not a thing I can do here. I need to look over into the dugout and say, I can't get this guy out. I know it sounds crazy, but we need to walk him to get the judge. There's two outs. And we've done it before. So they need to load the – but Soto is nodding his head. He's killing this guy. If this is a fight, you stop it. This thing's over.
Oh, calm down.
I'm not calming down.
Do, please.
I told you at the time.
After he homered.
But it was obvious. He was going to hit the ball hard. I don't know if we knew he would homer, but we weren't shocked.
Why are they that good?
Juan Soto's one of the best hitters in the world.
Okay, why doesn't
he? And he's sitting on Gattis.
Understood. I get all that. Why is this? Why do I look at this guy? He's hitting 280 or whatever he hits in the. This guy, he's the best hitter I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand how he's not hitting 370 every year. I've never seen anything like Juan Soto. He's unbelievable, and Stanton's great too, but it's just home runs for him. Soto takes pitches. He walks.
Well, when Stanton's standing in there, you might as well just fold your tent. The Yankees are going to win the World Series.
No, they're not.
In my opinion, they are.
I sure hope not. But kind of whatever. I couldn't figure out if it was worse to have the Yankees celebrate on our own field or to lose the season at Yankee Stadium. Both would have been terrible.
Well, it ruined a Las Vegas trip for you.
But I think I'm happier that the season.
Are we in agreement on that?
100%.
I think I'm happier the season.
What about your poor wife?
Oh, yeah, there was some bad stuff.
She probably wanted to have a good time in Las Vegas. Instead, she's with this psycho.
Well, I wasn't being a psycho. I just was worn the heck out. I was defeated in a lot of ways, mentally, emotionally, physically.
You can't book a trip to Vegas during the playoffs.
You know, I didn't know, right?
The Guardians were in first place all year. You may not have known, but you had a good idea.
We're celebrating our anniversary.
Well, did you celebrate it?
Sort of. We went out to dinner and stuff, you know.
A romantic dinner? Or to the hotel cafe?
I don't think there was a hotel.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Yardbird.
They got one in Kansas City. Drive up there.
No, they don't. They have six in the world. And one of them is in Las Vegas.
How was it?
It was good. It's a $180 meal. Is that romantic enough for you?
There you go.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
Well, I could see it coming, but when he was telling me about it when we did the show a couple weeks ago.
We did our first Uber and Lyft ever.
What year anniversary?
12. Notice there wasn't any kind of gift or acknowledgement.
Well, congratulations.
Duda.
Yeah, good job.
why are you asking for Duda's help?
I don't know. Just, you know, acknowledge me.
I mean, I almost felt bad for you.
Almost?
I mean, you're out there. You're supposed to be having a good time. For every Eagles concert I've ever known you to be at, you were excited. You were pumped up. And here you go to one of the most unique shows they've ever done. And you're deflated.
I loved the concert. There's no question about that. It was fantastic.
Was it a packed house?
Of course.
How many does that place hold?
I was told 18,000, but it looked like 90,000. It just went forever.
Well, I got to see that place. I think I got to go.
Yeah, you should probably go.
However, I got no money.
What do you mean? You said you had a whole bunch of money.
You know why.
Well, I don't have any either.
I got more workers here than...
I know, I can't even find a place to park. I had to park two blocks away.
It's like blood in the water, man.
It's unbelievable.
They're coming to get me.
How was your Uber and Lyft experiences?
We did mostly fine. I don't think it was an adjustment. The first guy, anytime I said anything, he turned his music up, so he didn't want to hear from me. Another guy got mad at me for, I guess, I slammed the door too hard. But otherwise, it was
these
it was
guys
wonderful.
Are driving their own cars.
Well, I understand that, but I didn't slam the door. I just got in and shut the door like I always
do. This sounds miserable.
Another guy left me. Another guy left me at the Sphere trying to get home. Couldn't find him, and he left.
Well, how'd you get home?
I had to get another one.
How long's a walk from your hotel to the Sphere?
It was, I think we walked a mile and a half, and it took a long time, but didn't want to do that walking back at night.
Well, I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think.
It doesn't sound like it was.
You don't even seem happy now about it.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting. It just, I was so stuck between I'm in freaking Las Vegas, I got to go do something, and I want to just stay at the hotel and hang out. And it's just
you don't do that in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm not a Vegas guy. I don't gamble. I don't drink. I'm not.
You don't even have to do those things. You go.
That's why we went to the Venetian and hung out and walked around. And
all right, you
went to the.
Did you go to the floor? Did you go to the casino at the Venetian?
We went in the casino at the Venetian.
Did you walk around? And
yeah, we walked around. It was by the restaurant we ate at.
Did you see the sports book?
No, I'm not a sports book guy. I don't care.
I don't say. I didn't say you had to stop and lay down a bet. I'm just saying.
Well,
did you see it?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I went to the third encore, the Eagles exhibit. That was beautiful.
All right, we time did some for a good break. Things. I'm going to get upset.
Did you just walk the strip at all, or did you just go to the Venetian?
We went to the Venetian.
Like, if you walk the strip, there's stuff going on the sidewalks.
I understand
for a mile.
That. We didn't do that. We didn't have enough time to do
I
that.
I mean, the one day when we went out in February, that's what we walked. The whole and we were there all afternoon.
Well, really, Vegas
shows on the
but he had baseball interfering. You understand
that's the
that.
Biggest. Right. That's what I was getting to. The problem was is he had this Guardians thing happening, so he didn't want to do anything.
Enjoy himself.
Exactly. That is it.
Just a different. It was a different.
We're gonna take a break.
Weird little trip.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Why?
Cause.
Okay.
Time for a break. We'll talk some other stuff. Although we may get back to this. I don't know.
Oh, we got to get back to this.
Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Pop, it's 869-1240. All of your favorites for just $6 Monday through Friday at IHOP. We've been talking about Jeff and his trip to Las Vegas. We've got a Dodgers-Yankees World Series set up. The Chiefs go to 6-0. You know, I watch them, and you think to yourself, man, this offense. And then they get Juju injured yesterday.
Yep.
And they're down to me and you playing wide out.
Basically.
And
I saw Sky Moore, for crying out loud, out there.
I don't think he knew he was supposed to be out there. But they beat the 49ers, and Mahomes' passing numbers weren't great. But his run in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, on the sideline.
As he approached the sideline and then turned it up the field, his longest run ever as a professional quarterback, was one of the best runs you'll ever see. And the guy just figures it out, and the defense is really good, and our superstar Brock Purdy was far from it.
Mm-hmm. How are they going to lose?
Yesterday. There you go.
How is that team going to lose a game? It doesn't add up to me. Their defense is so good, and they're winning in spite of an offense that hasn't really clicked at all yet.
Well, how can it click? They don't have any of their players.
That's my point. So how are they going to lose? What are the circumstances that are going to add up to a Chiefs loss? They've already beaten the best teams basically on their schedule. I'm sure they have more tough games ahead.
It's hard to sustain it when you don't have your firepower. But they also are through the toughest part of their schedule, at least they got the Raiders coming up. They go to Las Vegas. They're not going to be worried about a Guardians series, so they'll
or an Eagles concert.
Right,
they're not back till November.
Probably not going.
I wouldn't expect them now. Well, until November.
Then they have the Buccaneers at home. Then the Broncos at Buffalo. There's one. Carolina at home. Carolina on the road. Raiders at home. Chargers at home. At Cleveland. Texans at home. at the Steelers.
They're going to win every game.
There's three games left on the schedule that you could see them maybe not winning.
I don't know.
Well, you could see them not beating Tampa.
No, I couldn't. They're going to beat Tampa. They're not going to lose to Baker Mayfield.
You could see them not beating the Bills. You could see them not winning against Houston, and you could see them
they'll demolish
potentially
Houston.
Losing at Pittsburgh. Although I don't see that happening.
I don't see it. So
when will Max ever make a pick in support of the Chiefs? He's killing himself.
How about in support of himself? I mean, try to win occasionally.
Well, what are your thoughts? Do you try to be competitive, or do you just take – wait.
Well,
dude and
talking
KU.
To the wrong guy. Well, yeah, and we didn't even pick them.
We didn't even pick KU.
And I'd have taken KU this week.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure.
Now that they hammered Houston,
I was all over them this week. I was couldn't believe we weren't picking that game.
Yeah. What a big letdown BYU was, only beating Oklahoma State by 3 at home.
And our guest, the big fellow was here Friday. Our guest that day, Brian Hanley, told us he expected Oklahoma State to go out there and give BYU all they wanted. And I almost scoffed at him. I said, "What? Come on." And they did.
They did. Didn't get it done.
I don't understand how.
Quarterback.
I don't get it either.
I don't know how.
That's the Big 12.
How come then you didn't make the pick of Oklahoma State after hearing that? I did not have the benefit of hearing Brian Hanley.
We made our picks Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Brian Hanley was on Friday.
Yeah, okay. I guess that adds
we
up
found
then.
A new good guess.
Where'd we find Brian
He's
Hanley?
A Big 12 insider. He worked some for Go Power Cat, and he was part of the offensive line at Kansas State that protected Michael Bishop back in the day. And he was very good, very insightful. You know, I'm all over. I love the Big 12.
Who's your Big 12 favorite right now? K-State? You think BYU or Iowa State? Iowa State
got trounced by Central Florida. Or did they come back to win that game?
They won. I was like, what are you talking about?
Texas Tech got trounced.
By Baylor?
One of the undefeated Yeah, they gave up 59. And Iowa State was on the ropes forever and then that Central Florida game. And they did figure out a way to win it.
I don't think their schedule is very tough.
K-State's going to win the Big 12.
Look at Iowa State's schedule and tell me if there's a loss on it. I have not looked at it, but I heard somebody talking like they might not have many games left where they could realistically be challenged.
You can realistically be challenged any week in this conference.
Not by Houston.
They have Texas Tech this week at home. At Kansas, Cincinnati at home. Don't sleep on Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Utah at home and Utah on the road and K-State at home. So given the Big 12, that's a fairly tough schedule.
That game might be for the Big 12 championship of the world, K-State.
Why are you not buying into Cincinnati at all?
They're 5-2 or something like that. They're probably okay. They're going to be a fly in the ointment for somebody, but they're not going to be a team that I expect to rise up and win the conference.
Well, I don't know if you rise up, but they've played pretty well. And they have Colorado this week in Boulder.
We might have to pick that game.
No.
Cincinnati-Colorado as a Big 12 game?
Maybe we'll pick it.
Well, we didn't pick Kansas last week.
I know. Don't quit talking about it.
I was just surprised.
Why didn't we pick KU last week? We always pick
KU. Because I didn't want to pick him.
He didn't know. He wasn't comfortable with the game.
Because I knew Duda would pick Houston.
So that's a bad thing? You would have gotten over on.
What game would you have eliminated?
I don't even know what we picked.
Michigan-Illinois?
That was kind of a dud.
Yeah. Dude picked Michigan.
Why did you pick Michigan?
Just because everyone else had picked Illinois.
Well, that's not a good strategy.
Yeah, but it's kind of more fun for me that way. That's I did that on two games.
That's how you finish last.
Yeah.
And I said it on this show. We'll find out if we can believe in Texas. And we now know that we can't believe in Texas.
Who do you believe in?
I don't know. Georgia, I guess.
Well, Georgia lost to Alabama.
Well,
Alabama can't beat anybody.
Alabama's sunk.
Makes no sense.
Penn State? Oregon?
Do Oregon and Penn State play?
What am I, an encyclopedia?
The guy standing on the computer over there? Yeah, that's you.
They do not. But Oregon has, I'm sorry, who am I looking at here? Oregon has Illinois in Eugene this week.
When?
That's an interesting game,
though. It's interesting, but it's not that interesting.
Then they have Michigan, Maryland, Wisconsin, Washington.
How about your Indiana Hoosiers?
Well, how about them?
And with basically one loss on the schedule. That could be a playoff
you
team.
You buying Indiana?
I don't know. I don't really know who they've beaten. But
I don't know if you can buy them, but, I mean, they're playing well. I don't know if I'd... Yeah, who do they got?
Who have they beaten? Here's who they've beaten. So let's calm down.
Yeah.
Florida International.
Nothing.
Western Illinois.
Nothing.
UCLA.
Eh.
Charlotte.
Nothing.
Maryland.
Nothing.
Northwestern.
Nothing.
And Nebraska.
Nothing.
They just
you
destroyed.
Talk about a nothing schedule.
That's a powder.
What was it, like 52
schedule.
To 7 over
56 to 7, but I don't buy Indiana.
Why? Who is the? What's their remaining
They've
schedule?
They've got Washington.
They'll beat Washington.
Maybe. Then they have Michigan State on the road. Michigan State's not very good. Then they have Michigan at home. Michigan's not very good. Ohio State in Columbus.
So they'll finish 10-1
or 11. And then Purdue. I mean, you couldn't draw up a worse schedule.
Okay, but Indiana. Ohio State's going to be more interesting than you think.
The Big Ten is the most overblown thing I've ever seen.
Relax.
No, I'm not kidding.
Relax.
The Big 12's a better conference than the Big Ten.
Wrong. That's absolutely insane.
Outside of Oregon and Ohio State
and
Penn State.
Yeah, three of the four best teams in the country.
Who do you have?
I don't know. Indiana?
Indiana.
Is BYU better than Indiana?
Right now, Penn State third, Ohio State fourth. Who else did we talk about? Oh, Oregon won. So they do have three of the top four teams.
Yeah, that's not terrible, is it?
Not really.
Indiana at 13. Illinois at 20. And that's it. Here's what the Big 12
They're a little top heavy, but three of the best four?
Here's what the Big 12's giving you right now. Because they're knocking each other off weekly. Iowa State and BYU 10-11. K-State 16, and that's it.
Yeah, but they're better than the Big Ten. Come on, man.
Hey.
I got to agree with Jeff on this.
I'll take them you give me a matchup between Oregon and Iowa State.
Yeah. Oh. Oregon by 40. Yeah.
I don't even have to say it. It's obvious.
Yeah, it's that obvious.
Oregon.
If you give me Ohio State and BYU.
That might be a decent game.
And if you give me K-State and Penn State.
That'd be tough for K-State.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
They're not out of the equation by any stretch of the imagination. K-State.
Those games might be competitive.
Well, maybe. I don't think Iowa State Oregon would be. But maybe it would. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know.
Who gets into the playoff from the Big 12 in your...
Kansas State.
That's it?
I think there's only going to be one.
So you got to find 11 from the other...
Well, you got those three out of the Big 10, right?
They're probably all going to go.
Probably.
That's four. Out of the SEC, you've got Georgia, Texas still.
Yuck. Yeah, but they'll still go.
Yuck. Tennessee, LSU.
LSU's in?
They're ranked eighth.
Okay.
And then out of the ACC, you've got Clemson.
That's nine, I think.
Miami. That's 10. Notre Dame will get in because they're Notre Dame. That's 11.
And then you're going to have some.
And then you'll toss in.
Give me Notre Dame's schedule. Do they play Army and Navy or neither or both?
Jeff, I'm not here to look up schedules.
Just give me the schedule.
Don't bark out orders.
For Notre Dame?
They haven't played anybody either. They beat Louisville. They beat A&M, I guess. They've got Navy this week.
That's a tough ball game. We should
pick
that
one. Florida State, Virginia, Army, and USC.
So the Army and Navy are their toughest games left. We usually say USC, but Army and Navy are both unbeaten. What if one of those get to the playoff?
That'd be great.
I'd love for Army or Navy to get to the playoff.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk to Barry Trammell, our friend now from the Tulsa World.
Wait, what?
You didn't know Barry was working for the Tulsa World?
What happened to their little startup venture?
Didn't make it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That stinks.
Kind of went like your trip to Vegas.
B minus?
I mean, you know, if you're giving a trip to Vegas a B minus, something went wrong.
No, nothing really went wrong. It just wasn't. We're not Vegas people. We did our best out in Vegas. You know, we did our best.
Well, you got to have confidence.
I don't lack confidence, but I'm not a Vegas.
You got to roll in there, and man, you own the place. Like
that
I did when
I
went
act.
There for my 50th birthday.
But my wife doesn't know how to act like that.
We took an evening flight, and we got there, I don't know, 7:30, 8:30, something like that, mountain time, Pacific time, whatever it was.
Pacific.
And we were staying at the, Downtown Hotel.
Okay.
Golden Nugget. And, man, we rolled in there, and we went right to the floor. And we started gambling.
Good for you.
And
I don't gamble.
I lost $450. And
except with,
I've told you the story.
I know. With FanDuel, of course.
I lost $450 the first night.
That's not good. I don't have $450 to lose.
I took $800 or $500. Didn't seem like I had much left. But you know what I did the next morning?
Lost.
Right back down there, replenished my.
And are you speaking proudly of these decisions?
Well, I think Duda likes. Look at Duda.
I love it.
You like him losing money. Okay.
He didn't lose it, and then he got back and battled back and got it back.
No, he didn't.
That's exactly what I did.
How much did you leave with of your $800?
Not very much, but I had fun.
Good. That's what matters.
And that's all that matters.
Whether you can pay the mortgage that month or not, doesn't matter.
No,
as long as you had fun.
You take money that you're willing to not have Vegas.
That's the whole idea.
That's
entertainment.
I treat a lot of my money like that. I'm willing to not have this money.
That's your entertainment.
What a brilliant strategy.
What a moron.
I have this money and I earned it, but I'm willing to not have it.
But yet it's okay if you go and spend it on an Eagles concert.
Yeah, I got something out of that. The value was what I...
For the 97th time. Same as gambling. If you enjoy it, then
but
that's
if
what
you lose
do
it for nothing.
I would not say that I'm a big-time gambler. But when I go to Vegas, I know that's what I'm going to do. And I have enough money to where if I lose it, I'm not going to be devastated. I'm not going to run cartwheels. I wasn't that happy to go to bed that night losing $450.
You must have been. Oh, I'm right back at it tomorrow, buddy.
That's right. I love it, though.
Thank you.
Bring me my mimosa and my biscuits and gravy. And
how long did you play? You played for a couple hours?
I played for a while.
3 hours?
I got it most of the
back. So as long as a concert. So you could have bought a ticket to a concert.
Right.
Watched a concert that you've seen before, which is the same thing, or go and have some fun doing something else.
Right.
That's what you do. That's part of your entertainment.
And let me just say this.
I've not seen the Sphere
concert. I lost it
before.
All again.
Of course.
And that's when I went to the craps table.
And then just
with
got
about
a roll.
$50 and just got,
The Venetian Casino
Duda loves
was
it.
Incredible.
Let us have our moment.
This is awesome.
Yeah, he's one of the
Get
greats
back
at losing
at it,
his
throw
money.
That 50 out there and giddy up.
Avery, your daughter, played in the state 6A tournament. It's come to an end now.
And yes, they did, by the way, November 2nd and 4th of last year. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
How's she handling the end of her high school tennis?
Well, it was a little rough. It was rough for all the girls. They were all seniors, so, you know, everyone knew that was their last.
Did Shawnee Mission East win that thing? Do you know?
A girl by the name of Dixit won it, and I can't remember where she's from.
We'll
find it.
We'll find that later.
Where did Mace finish?
Well, Riley finished sixth, and then the other two didn't make it to the medals. The Derby girls didn't make it to any of the medals. Riley was the only one that made it from the Wichita area. Southeast didn't make it. Riley was the only one that made it to the medal round on Saturday.
Olathe Northwest won it.
Olathe Northwest.
They won singles and doubles.
That sounds right.
With the win.
Pretty good.
6A. And then the big fella and I had a little bet on, not really a bet, but we both made a prediction on the Derby Mays South score.
What was that score?
51-7, but it was 51-0 at halftime.
Speaking of scores.
Now I'm going to tell you right now, this might be the best Derby team ever. Or we just don't have anybody in our area who can.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Who can mount a threat.
We thought May South. We didn't know if they would pose a threat, but once they got hammered
by. Anthony picked it to be 42-28.
Really?
And I tried to tell the kid.
After they lost by more than that to Mays?
I picked it to be 57-14.
Well, there's only one score out of Friday's games that really matters.
And that was Collegiate beating Cheney.
Yes. What in the world? They didn't
Collegiate
just beat them.
Cheney?
31-6 or something like that.
Yes. Handled them.
Really? Wow.
Collegiate, which was drubbed by Andale. And then that was an impressive win.
Yeah, that one shocked me. But good for Collegiate and our friend Troy Black.
I think Collegiate's really good, but I don't think Cheney's as good.
Yeah, but they had destroyed everybody.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
Well, obviously not.
Well, I could have told you that.
No, you couldn't have, and you would have if you could have.
Yeah, that's
but you didn't.
True. You would have let us know.
I let people know.
Who'd you let know?
You find them, and I'll talk to them.
I don't think Shelby Wehrman's feeling real good about you saying that right now either.
Well, listen,
Maybe you should have told him.
Listen, I have nothing but respect for Cheney.
Fine.
And nothing but respect
Obviously,
for Collegiate.
Obviously, there's a little less respect that you're putting on their name right now. I knew they were bad. Like, does that sound like respect to you, dude?
I didn't say they were bad.
Dude,
trying
to get an ally.
He didn't really say that, Jeff. I can't help you on
but
that.
But did he kind of?
Why are you so insecure that you need someone on your side at all times?
I just like someone being against you. It doesn't really matter if they're on my side or not.
Dude is against me plenty.
Exactly. I love it.
Just because we bonded about our Vegas stories and our gambling
stories. Exploits. That's wonderful for you two.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good.
It's the way it is. I mean,
we had Walmart groceries delivered to our hotel. It was beautiful.
Why'd you go to Vegas?
To see the Eagles.
But then you sold your ticket for the night, too.
Wasn't that terrible?
Do you regret that?
Not really.
Really?
I'm going to see him again. That wasn't it. I'm going to hopefully see a slightly different show. Don keeps talking. We'll tweak it. We're going to tweak it. But
we'll
see. He
said that during the show?
Yes.
Well, he's probably talking about we're going to tweak the videos.
That's what he said.
It sounds like the reviews I've listened to that the Desperado video wasn't up to the standards of the rest of the show.
Well, they're not trying to do a video for Desperado. They're doing what they always do for Desperado, where he stands in the stars. There was no video for Desperado. So if people are saying that, they're misguided and misinformed.
Oh, they're misguided.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. You're the all-knower, the all-knowing.
You don't need a video for Desperado. That's for Don Henley. That's why I don't sing Desperado while I'm at the shows. That's Don's moment.
You don't sing it because...
That's for Don.
You know, you're really not a Vegas guy. Wow.
What does that mean?
Dude gets it.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
And nobody was standing. That bothered me, too, because I like to stand.
Nobody stands at their shows. They're not the stars of this show. They're providing the background music for the stars, and they get it. It sounds like they get it. But you want them, why can't they be the stars?
No, I didn't say that.
Standing.
But I want to do what I do at my Eagle shows.
You're not the star here.
But I want to do what I do. I don't care if I'm the star. I like standing during Life's Been Good. I like being up when there's upbeat songs. I don't want to sit during Already Gone.
People are going to this show, and they're getting... everybody I've read that's gone to it is just blown away by it.
Well, it's great.
They're not there to stand and... They're not there to stand.
What are they there to do?
They're there to take in the video.
Yeah.
The visual experience, along with the sound.
It's the Eagles, though. It's not like it's the Maze High Band playing with some cool videos behind them.
Why are you knocking the Maze High Band?
No, I don't know why.
Duda, tell them about that when you get back out the maze.
But, you know, it's still the Eagles.
Still,
and even Don says it's still about the songs, even though we got our pretty pictures up here. It'll be good. It'll be wonderful.
Have you ever seen a guy more confused than Jeff Lutz?
He's completely lost. It was one of the longest weekends of the kid's life, I think.
I wish I was still there.
I don't think.
What do you mean? You said you were.
I couldn't accomplish what I needed to accomplish in 3-4 days.
What'd you need to accomplish?
I don't know.
You said you didn't know what to do, and now you're saying I need to go back.
Yeah, I wish I was still there.
And I didn't do anything, and I wanted to stay in my hotel room.
Exactly. I wish I was still in the hotel room chilling. This is what I wish I was doing. Maybe go down to the casino.
You should have maybe tried it.
Oh, man. There are some shady characters down there.
Should have maybe took $20 and just seen what happened.
Yeah, probably.
Did you play anything at all?
No. If I start, I will not want to stop. So there's no reason to even really get into that. I mean, I'm not going to be an addict or anything, but it would have been... I would have made a night of it, so no need.
That's the whole idea, is to make a night of it.
I will say this, and I don't do this, sounds like he's itching to go gamble right now.
Well,
I will say this.
That's forever.
My days of gambling are over, and that's okay. And I never did it a whole lot.
Hey, so when we go to Vegas in February?
If you go in February and watch, you're not going to play a little bit?
Nah.
Will you stay at the Silver Sevens with me?
Not a chance. You'll definitely do it.
No, I'm going to stay at the Golden Nugget if I go.
Okay. Well, I'll stay at the Silver Sevens.
You're not going to stay at the Nugget?
I can't afford that unless it's on your dime. Then yes.
What a cheapskate.
Why don't you guys share a room?
That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. We've done that many times.
Well, it's Vegas. You're not going to be in your room anyway, Bob.
That's true. Although, at my age, you've got to take into account how old I am.
You could do it. I still think you could do it. I mean, it's not like he's going to stay out until 2
No, I'll be in bed by 9. Down to the floor, no question.
That's what I'm saying.
And but I'd have to sharpen my knowledge of craps again.
Well, that doesn't
because
take
unless
long.
You do that a lot, you forget how to play.
It's like riding a bike, kid. Just like riding a bike.
I should have sat down at the Venetian and played some blackjack. That would have been hilarious.
You should've.
All right, let's take a break.
I wish you would have.
We've got an hour left. We've accomplished a lot on the show today, no question. We've discussed everything we need to discuss.
We just go home?
It's been pretty solid.
We'll get to some NFL in hour number two, beyond what the Kansas City Chiefs did. And their win on the West Coast. It's Duda, Jeff, Bob, back in a minute.